This conference is being recorded.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Pastor Wanda Marie Daly. Hold on 1 minute, please. Thank you. I welcome you to 6 a.m. prayer. I tell you, I wake up now with an excitement to praise Jesus, an excitement to hear what he would have me to say, and hear what he would say back to me. I bless the name of God. I come before his throne on our behalf, and I call on Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. I thank you that Jehovah teaches us how to receive from him, that we master the receiving from Jehovah. I call upon Jehovah Nisroch, who is our captain, our King, and our God. It is he who we take our orders from. It is he who we stand before every morning, even as in the regular army, when they call the soldiers out, hallelujah, to stand early morning at dawn, hallelujah, to stand before the leaders, hallelujah, prepared for their assignments. We thank you that we stand before Jehovah Nissi today. Hallelujah, we call on Jehovah Shalom, our peace. For, hallelujah, in the peace of God, we have peace. Not in the peace of this world, but in the peace of God. And we praise you, Jehovah Shalom, for giving us the peace of God. Hallelujah. We call on Jesus, who is our Jehovah Shema, who is forever with us. There is not a time, no matter what we're going through, no matter how it feels, that you are not with us. And we call on Jesus, our Jehovah Shema. Hallelujah, Jehovah Shema. You said, I will be with you always, even until the end of time and beyond. Hallelujah, for I have come to understand, God, that it is even beyond time that you are with us. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that you are Jehovah, our righteousness, our hallelujah, God, our tekinu. We thank you, God, that you are our righteousness, and you have given us your righteousness to replace the filthy rags that we walk around in this earth in, God. We thank you. We call on Jesus, our Jehovah, hallelujah, our King and our God, the breasty one, the El Shaddai, hallelujah, the one who provides, hallelujah. He, hallelujah, the sacrifice, oh God, we call on Jesus, we call on, hallelujah, the Elohim, hallelujah, the one, the only one, Father God, through who you, we worship you, hallelujah, we, oh God, we thank you, and we thank you for the Holy Ghost, who is in charge of this prayer, hallelujah, we honor you, we worship you today. We take time to worship you, Holy One. In spite of all that we might be going through or because of all we're going through, we honor you today and worship you. We thank you that we come before you, God. We come before you, people of the living God, and that we rejoice because you called us unto yourself, that we are no longer out there, Father God, not knowing where we fit, that, oh God, if, and heaven forbid that it should happen today, but if that happened, if we were taken from this earth today, we know who we would be with. We know where we would be, and we rejoice in you for that, because how else could that ever happen? How else could it happen, God, that we have this confidence? We have this confidence. We have a confidence, God. Yes, we do. There is no question in our minds. There's no question in our hearts. We have a confidence in knowing that we belong to you and that you come to get us like you came to get Paul, like you came to get, oh God, Peter, like you came to get every one of the disciples, every one of the apostles. We have a confidence that you will come to get us, God, at that appointed time. Oh, God, and we thank you, Father God, that we rejoice in that, for who else could do that for us? Who else, how could we have that kind of confidence? But we have it in you, hallelujah, and your spirit every day works to reinforce that confidence in us that we belong to you. That we belong to you, Holy One. That we belong to you. Hallelujah. We thank you today. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That you spoke to me, God, yesterday. And as we have done this 7 days of praise, my ears are open to hear things that I've heard before, but I hear them differently now, God. And you spoke to me yesterday about knowing how to receive, the mastering the ability to receive, mastering it. And I marvel, God, because I never thought it was something that you had to master. I never thought it was something that you had to, a way you had to develop. You had to develop this thing to be able to receive. To be able to receive all, God, that you have promised us in the Bible and all that you might have promised us individually and all, even what our pastors and our leaders speak over us, God, and what, oh, God, others who are speaking your word, only your word, prophecy upon us, God, that we would have the ability that we would master, that there is even a process of mastering what it is that we're to receive. But I thank you, God, that in this ministry, we're going to be masters of that thing. We're going to master the ability to receive from you. We're going to be so good at it, God, just as good as we are at, if not better, God, at giving. We're going to master the ability to receive. For there I am coming to see that it is a mastery. It is a something that it is developed in us, that the Holy Ghost must teach us how to receive. I thank you, God. And I thank you for the point that was pointed out to me, God, yesterday, that many, oh God, are learning how to master giving. Yes. You have to learn how to give. Many of us think we know how to give, God, but we are not giving your way. And in this ministry, we learn how to give God's way, not our way. We learn how to please God. We learn how to please God with our giving. We're not trying to please ourselves with our giving. We're not trying to please others with our giving. We are trying to please God with our giving. And so, oh God, we learn to please you, to please you, to please you. You said, oh God, we must please you. And when I asked you, God, I said, God, give me desire to do this thing your way. You said, then you need the passion. You spoke the word passion to me, that we need a passion to please you. More than desire. There must be a passion to please the living God, a passion to please the living God. And so you said we must have a passion to give in the way you desire us to give. A passion, a passion, a passion. That passion will take you past where the enemy would try to stop you in your giving. The passion, hallelujah. And just as we must have a passion to give, we must have a passion to receive. Even as we have a passion to give, we must have a passion to receive. I decree, God, that the enemy has bamboozled many of your people, God, about you. I decree it. I want to encourage you. Somebody just coughed. That means you don't have your phone muted. Mute your phone by pressing your mute button or dial *6. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, that you teach us. You teach us, God, how to have, oh God, a passion to receive. I didn't know what to say to this sister, God, some months ago when she was talking to me about giving, and she said that she doesn't give to get, as if there was something evil about that, as if there was something evil about giving to receive. And I took that thing to you, God, because I take everything to you. If I'm wrong, I want to know it. Correct me. And so I took it to you, God. I took it to the Holy Ghost. I took it to the one who knows. And you reminded me. You said, I give to get. Oh, God, you said, I give to get. I gave my son to get my family back. I gave my son to get my people back. I was the first one to give to get. Why would you not give to get? My word says it. Why would you not do it? Hallelujah. Oh, God, but see, there's been a twisted pervertedness that has sown seed into your church about receiving, God, about receiving, and I never understood that, God. I thought I knew how to receive, but I thank you that you're teaching me, God. You had to even teach me as a pastor how to receive offerings. I remember when people first started giving me offerings, I didn't want to take their offerings, God. I was thinking about, well, they need the money for this, and they need the money for this, and they need the money for that. But you taught me, God. You said, I'm the anointed one. I represent you. If I don't let them give to you, they can't get blessed. You said, if I don't let them give to me, I'm sorry, if I don't let them give to me, the people cannot get blessed. You have to teach, and you're still teaching me, how to receive from the people, God. How to receive. Every person, if you're not a pastor, then there's different ways, different understandings, different ways of you receiving. But pastors must learn to receive because God has anointed them to represent him on this earth. And they must receive from the people so the people can be blessed. Hallelujah. Even as the priest did. Hallelujah. In the times of old, in the Old Testament. Yes, the people gave so that there be meat in the house. Yes, the people gave so that this would be there or that would be there. But God has shown me also in Joel, in chapter 1 of Joel and in Malachi, that the people give so they can be blessed. Even though you're giving for the house of the Lord, you're giving so that you can be blessed. If you don't give, how can you be blessed? Hallelujah. God says giving is the first priority. It is the first priority. But we must learn, just like we must learn to give, and we must develop the mind of Christ about giving so that the enemy doesn't throw us off on our giving. We must give our tithes and we must give our offerings and we must give them joyfully and cheerfully and freely. We must give expecting. We must learn to receive. We must learn to receive. We must understand that our way of receiving is not the world's way. We are not trying to do it like the world does it. The world knows not the things of God. And anybody that we're listening to that's trying to talk to us about our God does not know what they're talking about if they are not a child of the living God and have studied to show themselves approved, rightly dividing the word of God. Hallelujah. Anyone, hallelujah, that would try to tell us about receiving and about giving, hallelujah, who does not submit under the teaching of the Holy Ghost, who would try to tell us that there's something wrong with giving and receiving, is not what God calls a mature son of the living God. We cannot be taught by people who tell us that there's something wrong with receiving and giving. For that is how the church thrives. That is how the church, meaning us individually, as well as the whole body, that is how we grow. That is how we progress. We don't do it the way the world does it. We don't reach into our pockets and pull out money all the time to get something done. We reach into our pockets and we pull out faith. We pull out faith. We pull out faith. Faith is what pleases God. He'll bring the money into our hands, but we must pull out faith. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we don't let the world teach us how to give, and we don't let the world teach us how to receive. We don't let the world teach us how to give. No. The world has told us that give and you'll get a tax write-off. You never said that. So in this ministry, we don't give tax write-offs because you never said that. You said if we're giving to get a tax write-off, God, then we have missed you. Now, we thank you for the tax write-off, but that is not why we give. We give because the Holy Ghost says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. We give because the Holy Ghost says giving is the first fruits. We said we honor the Lord our God with the first fruits of our giving. We give because the Holy Ghost directs us to give. The Holy Ghost don't stop to ask, is there a tax write-off? Oh, God, help us, God. Help us in the body of Christ, God. Help us, because many have let the world tell them how to give. Hallelujah, God. It is the same with receiving, God. We don't feel bad about receiving and expecting something because we gave. No. No, we don't give because we want to give me a book or give me a this or give me a that. But we have a long list of things that we have been praying for, and we expect, God, you to deliver on those things. We expect you, Father God, to hear our cry. We expect you, God, hallelujah, to answer our prayer. Oh, God, you said we have not because we ask not. Oh, God, how opposed is that if we're not going to expect to receive as we give, but then you say you have not because you ask not? Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you teach us how to receive, that we began with praising you. As we praise you, God, you set up those ambushments against our enemies. You cause our enemies to fight against themselves. You said the battle is not yours, it's mine. You teach us how to believe, Father God, to watch and to expect, God, for the spoils, God. You teach us how to fight the battles, God. You teach us how to set our soldiers in array. You teach us how to put the prayer warriors before those whose faith is at the natural level, God, who would fight in the natural way. You teach us how to set our prayer warriors, God, our praise warriors, before the warriors who fight in the natural way. And you're teaching this ministry, God, how to go and get our spoils. You're teaching this ministry how to receive. Oh, God, I thank you that every person connected to me in any kind of way, as they follow me, as they listen to my prayer, as they take the prayers into their hearts, God, will learn to receive from you. I thank you that we will not leave anything on the table, Holy One, that all that you have for us, we will take. All that you have for us, we will learn to receive. We will learn to receive. We will learn to receive. And even, God, as we'll give more. We give, oh, God, I thank you. I thank you that giving is tied to receiving. I thank you that we give and we receive. We give and we receive. And I thank you, God, how you told me when I asked you. I said, God, what happens when we run out? You said we don't run out. Because as we continue to give, you continue to give to us. Because you said, what did you say? See, it all ties together. You said, I give seed to the sower. But you must ask, and you must believe. And so because God gives seed to the sower, how could you run out? It's only because you're not looking at it the way God looks at it that you run out. It's only because you're not asking. You have not because you ask not that you run out. He says he gives seed to the sower. But that means you must be a sower. And you can't sow the way you want. You've got to sow the way God wants. So you receive and you give. 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 That's the life of the believer. Hallelujah. That's the life of the believer. And, Father God, you just spoke this to me, God. It's like that's a rotation. That's like a something you get into. It's like something that you're able to break into where you get into this mode of giving and receiving, giving and receiving, giving and receiving, giving and receiving.
And it's like a something that goes around and around. Once you get in there, you're there. See, your people, God, have to get there. We have to break these chains and let you break these chains on us that try to tell us not to give, that we won't have enough, that we can't pay our bills, that we can't do this, that we can't do that if we give, that we won't have enough to do this. That chain of lies must be broken in your people. That chain of lies must be broken in your people so that we can get to that place in you where you give and receive and give and receive and give and receive and give and receive. Now, you've got to help us, Holy Ghost, because we can't do this thing ourselves. Because the devil bombards our minds with why we can't give or why we can't give the way you're telling us to give. He bombards our minds with fears and doubts. Oh, we get the gas bill and it's all this amount of money. Do we ask God, do we say, God, pay this bill? Do we even ask God how to pay the bill? There is a different life for the believer that is different than the world. There is a different life for the believer to live well. The believer is supposed to and can live well. But we do it by the principles of God, not the principles of this world. For the principles of this world will not work for believers, because the principles of this world are the principles of the enemy. Hallelujah. We must reject, Father, help us. We must reject the principles of this world. We must say to ourselves, if I go down, I go down, but I'm not going to do it the world's way. We must learn that though we have grown up in this world, there is another world that we now come from. There is another place, hallelujah, that takes care of our needs. You are the provider. And you, hallelujah, provide all of our needs. But we're going to have to learn to trust you, and we're going to have to learn to receive. We're going to have to learn to expect. We're going to have to learn to put pressure on the word of God. We're going to have to learn to stand on that word, and having done all, stand. We're going to have to learn to show you our expectancy, God. Our expectancy. Just like when we're praying and believing for something that is not financial, we have to learn to believe for that that is financial. Father, I ask you, in the name of Jesus, to teach us all, myself, everyone on this prayer, every person connected with the ministry in any kind of way, and these people, oh God, that through you we can do this thing. Through you we can, oh God, prosper in our minds, in our hearts, in our finances, in our physical bodies, in our relationships. Through you, but we must learn how to receive, even as we must learn how to give. For I am seeing that they are tied together. They are tied together. You said, and I've heard it now at least two times while I've prayed today, that we will always have the poor with us. You weren't just talking financial poor. You're talking about people who can't receive. They can't give. And they can't receive. It's tied together. You don't want there to be poor, but people, there will be people who won't get this. There will be people, I'm sorry, who won't get this, but that won't be us. That won't be us, Holy One. We're going to get this. We're going to get it. We're going to get how to give and how to receive. We're going to get it, and we're going to be free, free of this world system. So if the banks go down, we'll still be able to give and receive. So if the credit card companies crash, we'll still be able to give and receive. So that when the financial institutions of this world fall, Father God, we'll still be able to give and to receive. I thank you, God, that you teach us that we will still thrive in the midst of every storm, every adversity, every financial thing that would happen, God, that even when and if the world should kick us out of our jobs, our secular jobs, we'll still be able to give and to receive because we're going to learn how to do it your way. We thank you for this prayer today, God. We are strong in you, strong in the Lord, and in the power of your might. I bless every person today, God, that they would hold on to this word, that they would call back and listen to the playback, God, for this word is breaking territory and ground in our minds and in our hearts, God, and we need it broken so that we can be free to give and to receive. In Jesus' name, I bless every person. Amen. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Bailey. Who's on the line? Hello?